朋友们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们真是感谢主在他回来之前还让我们有机会传福音。
We really thank the Lord before his return, we still have a chance to preach the gospel.
在这里要特别欢迎我们的朋友们，就是你还没有信主，还没有受浸归入主名下的这些朋友。
We would like to especially welcome friends among us, those who have not believed in the Lord, have not been baptized unto his name.
你们的脚愿意踏进这个聚会就是你们蒙福的开始。
As long as you are willing to come to the meetings, it's the beginning of the blessing.
主真是愿意把救恩给你。
God so desires to give his salvation to you.
他愿意带领你。
He is willing to lead you.
他愿意和你来同担你所有的重担。分担你所有的痛苦。
He is willing to share your pains and to take up all your burdens.
你心中所有一切的忧虑，他都知道。
And he knows all the worries that you have.
你自己无法解决的问题，他也了解。
He also understands the problems you cannot solve by yourselves.
我们感谢主，今天我们在这里讲的这个题目是得着耶稣就得着一切。
And we thank the Lord that today we're going to share the topic you have Jesus, you have everything.
我们知道今天人的问题非常的大。
We know that the problems for men is so great.
我们从出生一直到我们年老离开这个世界。
From our birth until our death as we leave this earth.
我们经历到各种的压力，从小孩子开始一直到一生没有离开我们。
We experience all kinds of pressures and stress, even from our childhood.
我们遭遇到内心各种的挣扎，情欲对我们的引诱，外面罪恶对我们的试探。
And there's all kinds of struggles within. That there's temptations and there's lusts within us.
我们想要改变，但是没有能力。
We want to change, but we don't have a power to do it.
我们想要做好事，但是我们却做了恶事。
We want to do good, but a lot of times we do the opposite.
我们的身体经历过疾病，经历过衰老。经历过最后死亡。
And our bodies also go through a sickness and aging and also to the end we will die.
对人来说都是一个极大的痛苦和煎熬。
And this is a great suffering.
死后究竟到哪里去？
And after death, where are we going?
圣经中所说那个审判临到的时候，人究竟如何来面对？
And the Bible says that the great judgment at the end, how shall we face it?
我们有太多的问题。
We have so many problems.
我们是没有答案，也没有解决的能力。
And we have so many questions that we don't have answers to, and we have no way to solve them.
所以福音是好消息。
So the gospel is a great news.
这个福音就是得着耶稣，你就得着一切。
The salvation is that if you have Jesus, then you have everything.
我们常常邀请你们来，热切的邀请你们来。
So often we have invited you to the meeting.
究竟为什么呢？
So what's the reason for that?
因为主耶稣真的他就是你一切的需要。
Because indeed Jesus is all you need.
也可以说主耶稣就是你一切问题的答案。
Put it another way, Jesus Christ is the answer to all your questionings.
我已经一生快要60岁了。
Our brother is almost 60 years old.
我知道。越到这个年纪大呢，越知道我们人真是无能。
And as we are advancing in years, we come to realize that we are really powerless.
朋友们，如果你人生稍有点年龄，稍有点经历的话，你也会同意我的话。
Friends, if you have some experience in life, you will agree to me.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
他知道我们这一切的软弱。
He knows our weaknesses.
他知道我们所有的需要。
He knows all our needs.
所以他为我们预备救恩。
So he has prepared the salvation for us.
而且这个救恩是白白的要赐给人。
And this the salvation will be given to us freely.
而且这个救恩是无论男女老少，无论是贫富贵贱，无论是聪明是愚昧，通通都能得着。
And no matter who you are, what kind of condition you are in, you can all receive this salvation.
这实在是一个大好的消息。
And indeed, it is a great good news.
我们今天能够把这个救恩一个概括性的跟朋友们做一个介绍。
I would like to introduce this salvation to you.
我也盼我们的朋友们，你真的用心来听。
I also hope that you will listen to it with your heart.
用神所给你的那个内心深处的那个感动，来接受神圣灵的工作。
So you are moved by the Holy Spirit, you can receive the work of the Holy Spirit.
头一个点我要讲到的就是说， 人今天的光景是失丧的。
And the first point I would like to make is that the human condition now is lost.
我们一起来读一节经文。
Let's read a verse together.
路加福音第十九章第十节。
It's from a gospel according to Luke chapter 19 verse 10.
我们中文先读啊，英文再读啊。
We're going to read in Chinese first and then in English.
好，中文一起来。人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
English. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save.
人子是谁呢？
Who is this Son of Man?
就是主耶稣。
Is the Lord Jesus.
他本来是贵为神。
And he is God.
但是当他要来救赎人类的时候，
But when he came to save the humankind,
他必须穿上身体，
he need to put on a body,
他必须有人的样子，
he need to be like man,
他必须像我们一样，经过这一生所有一切罪恶给他的试探，然后要得胜。
And he have to go through all the temptations of sin, and then he have to overcome.
这就是人子。
And this is Son of Man.
啊，为了我们的主耶稣，把自己缩小在一个小小的婴孩，诞生在地上。
For our sakes, he put himself into the limited space and become an infant.
然后像我们一样，从小一直长到大。
And just like you and me, he grew from little to old.
刚才我所说的所有这些经历，这些遭遇，他都必须去经历。
And all the experiences we just talk about, he has to go through it.
但是当他经历完这一生33年半之后，
But as he has gone through all his lifetime, 33 years and a half,
神在天上垂看，并且做一个最后的一个结论。
And God looked at him from heaven and gave a comment on him.
这个跟所有地上的人都不一样。
This man is totally different from the rest of the world.
他一生之中没有犯罪。
In all his lifetime, he didn't commit a sin.
我们每一个人，至少我们都顶撞过父母。
For each one of us, at least we offended against our parents.
但我们的主耶稣生在这个木匠的家里面，他来顺从这个没有学问、贫穷、没有地位的木匠。
And as our Lord Jesus Christ, who was born into the house of a carpenter, and he was obedient to this poor, uneducated carpenter father.
他倾倒他所有的爱来对待周遭的每一个人。
He poured out his love to treat all the people around him.
来满足他们的需要，医治他们的疾病。
He satisfied their needs and to heal their diseases.
但是这些看过他行神迹、接受过他恩惠的人，
and yet those who have saw his miracles and have received his grace,
最后就是喊着说把他钉十字架，把他钉十字架那些人。
Those who cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
但我们的主在十字架上说：“父啊，赦免这些人。”
And when our Lord on the cross said that, "Father, forgive them,"
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they do not know what they are doing.
这个就是人子。
This is Son of Man.
他为什么来地上受这么大的痛苦和羞辱呢？
Why did he have to come to the earth to go through all these sufferings?
因为神的儿女在地上的通通失落了。
Because all God's children on earth has become lost.
神差遣他的独生子耶稣到地上来寻找，来拯救。
God sent his only beloved Son to the world to seek and to save.
朋友们，你就是主所寻找的对象，你是神所要拯救的人。
Friends, you are the ones that God came to seek and to save.
在圣经中，路加福音第十五章那里用三个比喻来告诉我们人失丧以后的情况。
And in Gospel according to Luke chapter 15, there are three parables to tell us our lost condition of our being lost.
就像羊离开的牧人。
It's just like a sheep that has gone astray from their shepherd.
他在危险的环境中，他没有保护自己的能力。
And this sheep in danger didn't have the power to protect itself.
就像一块钱从那个富人的手中丢掉了一样。
And it also like a lost coin.
那个钱本来是有价值的。
And there's some value to that coin.
但是因为他离开了他的主人，那个钱就没有价值了。
And yet the coin has gone lost from its master, then the coin lost its value.
这实际上又像一个浪子离开了他的父亲。
And being lost just like a prodigal son who has, who left his father.
他的整个的生命啊，变成非常的贫穷，非常的落魄。
And all his conditions become very poor.
这就是使人所来描述我们人失散的光景。
And God used this to describe our condition being lost.
那么总的一句话来说
，And in summary，
这个失散就是说，这个人是完全毁坏了，完全不能够达到神原来创造的目的了。
Being lost means that the person is totally destroyed, have no chance to reach God's eternal purpose.
是从根基上面毁坏的。
That's the destruction is in the foundation.
如同一栋建筑物，它不是这里坏一块瓦，那里坏一个墙，它乃是从根基上面毁坏。
Just like a building, it's not just a damage here and there, rather it's a damage to its foundation.
所以神要来拯救。
So that's why God has to save.
并且要从根基上来拯救我们。
And he has to save us from the foundation.
我们来读一处经文。
Let's read a passage together.
这是记载在以弗所书第一章三到七节。
It's from a book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 7.
英文看得见吗？
Can we read the English version?
我们尽量把它升到最高啊。好，我稍微站旁边一点，让你们看见。好，我们中文英文一起念好吗？
We can read together.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。对于爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，必定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这段话在讲述神有一个丰富的恩典。
This passage tells us that God has a rich grace.
借这个恩典来拯救人，来赏赐人。
According to this grace, He saved us and He bless us.
首先我们看到说他在基督里要赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And we can see that in Christ he's going to give us every spiritual blessing.
看得见吗？有。
Can you see the pointer?
像是不太 work. 没关系啊。
Doesn't seem to work.
那个功力不够，是不到那么远。第一个就是神要赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
The first point we can see that God's desire to give us every spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
他怎么赐给我们呢？
How does he give that to us?
他借着他儿子的血来先赦免我们的罪。
He first forgave our sins through the blood of his son.
赐给我们生命。
And also to give us his life.
然后有这个生命做基础的时候，他来做工。
We have this life as a foundation. He continued his work.
把我们原来污秽的这个本性要改变成为圣洁。
He would like to turn our defiled nature into the holy one.
原来我们所有的行为都是好像破烂的衣服。
And in the past, all our conduct is just like a filthy rags.
他把我们带到成为没有瑕疵、没有斑点、没有任何的玷污。
And he wants us to live in a condition that is blameless, that is without spots or blemish.
然后因为我们得着了这个生命。
Because we have this life.
因为我们在他工作中间的改变。
Because we can be changed by his working.
我们不仅有儿子的生命了。
Not only do we have the life of his son.
而且我们有儿子的名分。
And we also have the sonship.
就是能够承受父所要赐的产业。
That is to receive the inheritance God has prepared for us.
能够为他治理，能够与他同工。
We can minister for him and we can co-work with him.
这是神对我们每一个人，他所造的每一个人，他所爱的每一个人所定的旨意。
And this is God's purpose for everyone who has created, who has made.
所以在下一章的资料里面我们将看见。
So in the next slides we can see.
他说神是照着他丰富的恩典，借着主耶稣的血来救赎我们，叫我们的过犯得以赦免。
He says, in Christ Jesus, we have a redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace.
那因为这样的一个转变,
because of this change,
我们从世上的光景就变成了得赎的光景。
We turn from a condition of being lost to the condition of being redeemed.
对我们来说,
to us,
这个得着不会任何一分一毫。
It does not cost us a dime to receive this.
但是对于神来说，他却是付上重大的代价。
And yet to God, He has paid the greatest price.
所以我们在早上礼拜天早晨十点钟的时候
，So on every Sunday at 10 o'clock，
我们弟兄姊妹们都聚在这里，聚在一个饼杯桌子的前面。
And the brothers and sisters will come before a table.
在做什么呢
？What do they do there？
因为那上面摆的一块饼。和一个杯里面装的葡萄汁。
And there's a bread and there's a cup with a grape juice.
那个饼就是代表着主耶稣的身体，是为我们死在十字架上的。
And the bread represents the body of Christ who was sacrificed on the cross for us.
那个杯里面的葡萄汁就代表着主耶稣的血从他的身上一滴一滴地流出来，来为了洗净我们一切的罪。
And the grape juice represents the blood of Christ shed on the cross to cleanse all our sins.
我们不仅今天在地上的时候如此的感谢他，常常的纪念他为我们的牺牲。
Not only do we continue to remember his sacrifice and give him thanks.
就像那首惊人恩典诗歌所说的。
Just like the song we just sang, the amazing grace.
我们就是见了主万年之后，我们的赞美声音仍然不会减少。
But also, our praise to Him will not decrease in 10,000 years.
因为这位神是我们救命恩人。
Because our God is our saving Savior.
朋友们，如果我们得了一个绝症
，But friends, if we have this terminal illness,
有一个医生医术高明，把我们这条命救回来。
And if there's a doctor who is very skillful and able to save us,
我们岂不？非常的感恩，常常的要纪念嘛。
And don't we just continue to remember him and for our thanksgiving?
这是在台湾的时候。
As I was back in Taiwan,
我遇到一个年轻人。
I met a young man.
他因为无知，在网络上面呢，就跟人家这个谈来谈去，后来就被骗了。
So out of his ignorance, he kind of have some conversation with some another person on the internet.And he was,
不仅他的钱呢、他的钱呢、被从他的银行账户里面一笔一笔拿掉。
Okay, so the person kind of steal his money from his bank account.
最后还吃上官司。
And eventually they got into a got to the court, get to the lawsuit.
问了很多法官、律师都说他这个一定会被定罪的。那个人会被定罪，他自己。
Through the lot of lawyers and also the judges, they feel like the person, that young man, himself will be condemned.
因为他如果被骗一次的话，可能是被骗，但是他一次、两次、三次都给他拿去的话，人家说这个是帮助人家洗钱。
Okay. Because if he just do it once, then that means he's been cheated.But he repeated the same actions many times. Actually, they deem that he is with the intention to laundering the money.
所以他那个第一审的时候，果然呢是判他有罪，要关好几个月。
So for the first round, he was condemned. He was deemed guilty of charge. So he has to put in jail for a couple of months.
他是一个还没结婚的年轻人了，这一生这个污名就要跟着他了。
So this young man was not yet married, and then now his reputation is damaged.
他的父母亲急得像热锅上的蚂蚁。
And his parents were very anxious about that.
而且他的工作就是在一个公家单位的那个机场里面的那个管制区里面工作的。
And actually, for that young man, his work is in a government is an airport controlled area.Working for the government.
如果被判罪的话呢，他可能连工作都丢掉了。
And if he is deemed guilty, then he's going to lose his job as well.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他去找了一个好律师。
He found a good lawyer.
很多人为他祷告。
And many people pray for him.
然后这个律师呢说这个判决不公平，我要免费再帮你上诉。
And the lawyer said that this is not fair to you. Then I will petition for you free of charge.
结果第二次出庭的时候呢，他睡着了，没有去。
And for the second time, he has to go to the court, but he just he was late and he didn't go.
他爸爸把他骂了三个钟头。
And he was chastised by his father for 3 hours.
一生所有的过犯都把他数一遍了。
And his father kind of just keep account of all the mistakes he made throughout his lifetime.
但是就在这样的情况中啊。
But in this condition,
法官居然判他无罪。
And the judge considered him not guilty.
Oh, 他和他的一家呀都欢欣鼓舞啊。
And all he and his family were so excited.
有罪变成无罪，这是何等大的喜乐。
And it's such a great joy for him to become to deem guilty to not guilty.
地上这个判决只不过在监牢里面做几个月啊。得到这个污名。
And actually the result of the judgment will just determine whether he's going to spend a few months in the jail or whether his reputation will be damaged.
人尚且这样的喜乐。
And yet the person was so excited.
而且决定说要弄一个匾额去给那个大律师感谢。
And they decided they're going to put a plaque and as the way to show their appreciation to that lawyer.
朋友们。
And friends.
我们每一个人最后在主耶稣的审判宝座前都要受审。
Each one of us will be judged before the seat of Christ.
我们一生多如牛毛的罪，通通都是被定罪的原因。
And all the sins we committed through our lifetime will be the reason to be judged.
无论是说了谎话
，whether we have had any lies,
我们是欺负了别人
or we offense against others,
看了色情网站
or we have gone to any pornographic website,
身体上的奸淫
or we committed any adultery,
贪财诈欺
any greed or any theft,
骂人
or even we scold someone, we hate someone,
嫉妒人
and we are jealous of someone,
骄傲狂傲
and we are proud,
违背父母
and we are disobedient to our parents,
恶待妻子，恶待丈夫，恶待儿女。
We mistreat our spouse or our children.
通通都要被定罪。
And all this will be condemned.
没有一个人在那个时候站立得住。
Nobody can stand before God.
除非主耶稣，他在十字架上所做的牺牲，他所流的宝血为你来赎罪。
Unless you are redeemed by the work done on the cross by Christ and also by His blood.
这是为什么我们在这里一个礼拜一个礼拜要来纪念他为我们流血舍命。
And that's why every Sunday we will come here to remember him dying for us and shedding blood for us.
为什么我们到勇士里面赞美的声音还不减少的缘故。
And that's the reason why our praise will continue to increase in 10,000 years.
我们的主耶稣是配得我们永远称颂的。
Our Lord Jesus is worthy of our praise forever.
朋友们，我恳切地求你来认识他。
Friends, I plead you to come to know him,
来感谢他,
to give him thanks,
来接受他的救恩,
and to receive his salvation.
我们再读其他的经文,
and we'll continue to read some more passages.
我们中文英文都一起练好吧?
There's a read together in Chinese and English.
英文, 经文比较多啊, 我们大家耐心地读, 待会儿把几个重点再点一下。
And we read it patiently, we're going to point some pointers.
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子预先所定下的人又招他们来所招来的人又称他们为义所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀既是这样还有什么说的呢
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍掉，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神听他们为义了，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。啊，在这样经文里边有几个重点。
There's a few important points in this passage.
神照着他的全知，他知道哪些人愿意信他。
God, according to his knowledge, he knows who will believe in him.
因为他是一位无所不知的神。
Because he is an all-knowing God.
在他所知道的这些人里边，他就定下来他们一生最大的目的，就要被磨成神儿子的形象。
And for those he know, he has set a great purpose for them to be conformed into the image of his son.
他们的生命、他们的性格、他们的行事为人，最后都要像神的儿子耶稣基督那么的完全、那么的圣洁。
And their life, their character, and their conduct eventually will become just like his son's, as perfect.
所以主耶稣就是长子，那就是第一个出熟的果子。
So Christ Jesus is the firstborn. He is the first fruit.
然后借着这个长子，他到地上来替我们死了，而且复活了。
And this firstborn came to this earth to die for us and to be raised from the dead for us.
他就有能力把他的生命分赐给打开心门接受他的人。
And so now he has a power to give his life to those who are willing to open their hearts to receive his life.
所以凡是接受主耶稣的宝血所洗净的人，神就称他们为义。
So those who are willing to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus, God called them justified.
然后最后呢，是叫他们得荣耀，就是整个身体改变，像主耶稣荣耀的身体那样。
And eventually they will be glorified, that is, their body will be transformed just like Jesus.
这里最宝贵的一句话是说，神既不爱惜他自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
There's a very precious verse here. It says, God who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with his freely give us all things?
为什么我们敢说得主耶稣就得主一切呢？
How can we say that if you receive Jesus, then you have everything?
是根据神自己的话，他要把主耶稣连同万物一起白白的赐给我们。
It is based on God's His own word. He will give us all things through with His Son, our Lord Jesus.
所以这不仅是恩典。
So this is not just a grace.
乃是一个巨大的、丰满的恩典。
This is a great and full grace.
朋友们，如果你这一生是有所要、有所求。
So friends, if you have some desire, you have some want in this life.
地上的东西都太小了。
And the matters in this world is too small for you, actually.
最高的地位、最多的钱财都太小了。
The highest status or the greatest wealth is too small for you.
没有办法跟得着主耶稣相提并论。
That cannot be compared with receiving Christ Jesus.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank our God.
为我们人预备这样的救恩。
He has prepared us this salvation.
他不仅称我们为义。
Not only has called us justified.
叫我们得荣耀。
And he also wants us to be glorified.
我们再把后面的经文读一下。
And we continue to read.
这里有三处。
There's three passages here.
好，我们一起来。
Let's read together.
就如神从创立世界以来。在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。基督若在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临，还要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。 这些话真是带着何等的慈爱之心，何等的怜悯，向世人来宣告。
It is such a great love and a mercy behind these passages.
刚才我们头一段读的那个经文，它在我们人的灵里边来做工。
So the passage we just read, the first passage we just read, it talks about the working in our spirit.
以弗所书这一段这一节经文是在我们的魂里边来做工。
And for the passage here, it talks about the working in our soul.
后面两段罗马书和腓立比书还是讲到神在我们的身体上面来做工。
And the following two passages in Romans and in Philippians talks about the working in our body.
所以在下一章的投影片里面我们看见。
So in the next slide,
这个救恩还要来成全人。
And this salvation is to perfect man.
原来已经失丧的人现在要被成全。
Now man who was lost now will be perfected.
朋友们，我们想一想。
Think this way.
不要想说我们被神成全到这样荣耀的地步。
Don't think about we will be perfected to such extent.
我们就想说有一个不良少年。
Let's put it in this way. There's a, maybe some prodigal son.
And 小小年纪就不学好。
And from his youth, he doesn't learn to behave himself.
这吸毒啊，醉酒啊，这个淫乱呢、啊？
Maybe get into drugs or getting into drunkenness or even with commit some adultery.
杀人呢、啊？
And even there's kill somebody.
这样一个人在人看的话已经是没用了。
And that person become useless from man's perspective.
所以台湾就有一个初中的时候就开始学坏的一个孩子。
In Taiwan there's this youth who commit such a conduct from his junior youth.
他才十七八岁他就成为最能血的杀手。
When he was 17 or 18 years old, he became a blood killer.
像这样一个人。
For a person such as him,
他如果信主，
if he believe in the Lord,
他能改变。
He can be changed.
就这个人能够从这个歪路、邪路里面来走上正路。
Because he can be led to walk in the way that is right.
就是光今生来讲，我们都觉得有无比的价值。
Even for this lifetime, we feel like it's so valuable.
更何况说，神所救赎的不单是为了今生。
And yet God's salvation is more to that. It's not just for this lifetime.
也不单是为了他的行为。
And it's not just for his conduct.
这个救恩乃是全人灵魂体通通拯救。
This salvation is is complete. It's for our spirit, soul, and body.
并且在时间中，乃是从今生到来世，一直到永世。还完全为我们预备。
And this is a complete salvation from present age to the age to come and also into eternity.
所以我们说这是一个全备的福音，这是一个完全的救恩。
So this is a fourth salvation, it's a complete gospel.
朋友们，你要相信。
So friends, you need to believe.
我们不仅读过神的话语。
And not only have we read God's word,
我们也经历过他的救恩。
But we also have experienced his salvation.
所以我们在这里传扬他。
So as we are preaching him,
不是讲一个道理。
We are not talking about some doctrines.
因为在这里有太多的经历。
Because there we have so many experiences.
让我们不能不来传讲这位能够救我们、能够改变我们的耶稣。
So we cannot help but proclaiming Jesus who can change us.
因为在过去的很多的年日当中。
Because in the past many few years,
我自己。就是深深的被这许许多多的情欲罪恶所捆绑的一个人。
I was a person who was bound by many lustful bondages.
但是在28年前，我因为接受了耶稣的生命。
But 28 years ago, I received Jesus Christ's life.
他把我从最邪恶的思想、最败坏的行为当中拯救回来。
He saved me from the vilest.The thoughts and the conducts.
如果神的救恩在我身上能够有效
，If God's salvation could be effective in my life，
我就敢说他在每一个朋友的身上都是有效的。
And I dare to say that it will be effective in every one of us.
因为我知道我是一个意志薄弱的人
Because I know that I am very weak in my willpower.
我在很多的试探引诱的面前都是站不住脚的。
I cannot stand before many temptations.
所以为什么过去有那么多的失败，那么多的后悔？
That's why I had so many failures and regrets.
但是当得着这个生命，
But after I have received this life,
并且更多认识这个救恩的伟大和全能的时候，
and also continue to realize the greatness and the power of this salvation.
我以下所讲这些就称为真的。
And what I'm about to tell is a reality.
所以头一个还在我们人的灵里边做工。
The first he is doing in our spirit.
这个灵原来已经死了，已经不认识神，也不会敬拜神了。
The spirit originally died, and then to the point that we didn't know how to worship God.
这个灵里边的良心的功用也已经是微乎其微，非常非常的薄弱。
And the function of the conscience in the spirit become so weak.
但是神从全人的最深处，我们的灵开始做工。
And yet God start His work from the depth, the very depth of our being that's in our spirit.
当你说我愿意接受耶稣做我救主的时候。
When you are willing to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior,
圣灵把主耶稣的血就涂在你的身上。
And the Holy Spirit will apply the blood of Jesus on you.
圣灵就点活我们里面已经死去的灵。
And our spirit will be quickened by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就来住在这个被点活的灵里面。
And the Holy Spirit will come dwell in this quickened spirit.
所以神做工是从我们原来能够与神交通，能够敬拜神而死去的那个地方开始的。
So the God's word start from the our spirit which we can fellowship and worship Him.
因此就没有人能够再控告我们。
So that to that point nobody can condemn us.
因为神的所需非常的完备。
Because God has His perfect and complete process.
他赦免是因为有人替我们还债。
He forgives because somebody has paid a price for us.
神赦免人，他没有任何的不义。
God forgives us is out of His righteousness.
因为是他的儿子甘心乐意为罪人来赎罪。
It is because His Son was willingly to die for sinners.
所以我们只要心里面动一下说，主啊，求你赦免我，我也要这个救恩。
If we have this moving in our hearts and we are willing to say to the Lord that Lord, I want to have this salvation.
圣灵就来做工了。
The Holy Spirit will start working.
从那以后，
From that point on,
我们被神称义。
We are justified by God.
从罪人就变成了义人。
And we turn from a sinner to a righteous person.
不是因为我们的行为都是义的。
It is not because our conduct has become righteous.
乃是主耶稣的义来用在我们身上，成为我们的义。
Rather, it is the righteousness of Christ now is our righteousness.
所以罗马书告诉我们说，既然是这样的话呢，就没有人再能够控告我们。
So that's why it says in the book of Romans, since because of this, nobody can accuse us.
因为是公义的神，他所称义的人，所以没有任何人可以来控告。
Because we have been justified by the righteous God, so that we cannot be accused anymore.
魔鬼是专门控告人的。
The enemy is to accuse us.
而且他知道我们许多的行为，他在神面前昼夜来控告我们。
Actually, the enemy accuses before God for all our conducts.
但是自从主耶稣的赦罪之恩临到之后，他不再能控告我们。
But since we have received the grace of forgiveness, then we can no longer be accused.
所以因此也没有人能够定我们的罪。
And we can no longer be condemned.
用什么来保证这件事情呢？
How, what is the assurance?
主耶稣的救恩真的有效吗？
Is Jesus Christ's salvation sure?
用什么做凭据呢？
What is the assurance?
就是用他从死里复活做凭据。
His resurrection from the dead is the assurance.
所有有罪的人一遇到死就完了。
All the sinners that come to death is the end of it.
但是主耶稣死了之后，他复活了。
And yet when Christ died and he was raised from the dead,
能够胜过死，能够复活，就证明他无罪。
He overcame sin and death. That is assurance of proof that he was sinless.
他既然能够胜过死，他既然胜过罪，他就能够拯救那些犯罪而必须死亡的人。
He was able to overcome the sin and death. Then he has a power to save those who sin.
朋友们，这就是我们所传给你的救恩。
Friends, this is the salvation we are preaching.
这个称义是在你一信主的那一刹那就给你了。
That this justification will be yours at the moment you believe.
而且永远不再失去。
And you will never lose it.
你得着神的生命。
You have received the life of God.
你成为神的儿女。
You have become children of God.
那么第二个救恩呢，是在我们的魂里面做工。
And the second aspect of salvation is the work in our soul.
这是在我们得救之后，一直到我们离开这个世界为止。
And it starts from the time we have been saved till the time we leave this world.
有一段成圣的过程。
It's a process of being sanctified.
神要叫我们成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
God wants us to be holy and blameless.
这是借着十字架。
And this is by the working of the cross.
在圣灵主宰的安排当中，主耶稣的十字架来致死我们的旧人，致死我们的肉体，致死我们的情欲。
And by the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit, He will arrange the circumstances so that our lust, our old man, and our flesh can be put to death.
这是今生非常非常重要的追求。
And this is a very important pursuit for this lifetime.
我盼我们的朋友们，你不仅愿意被称义。
I hope our friends, you have a desire to be justified.
在我传福音的时候，我就要告诉你说，你称义了之后，你还要追求成圣。
Even as we are preaching the gospel, I do pray that you not only you are willing to be justified, but you also want to be sanctified.
有这样的目标，你这一生才能够经历这个救恩是何等的伟大。
If you have this goal, then you can experience the greatness of this salvation.
那么最后在身体上
，and lastly is our body.
给我们救恩。
God also give us salvation for that.
在时间中
，it's in time.
因为基督的生命进到我们里面来
，because the life of Christ has come into our life.
我们的身体可以因着这个复活的生命在里面啊，能够活过来。
Our body can be come to alive because of this resurrection life in us.
朋友们，我告诉你们
，friends, I would like to tell you.
在我的身上，我真的经历主耶稣的救恩，在我们身体上是大有功效的。
The salvation of Christ is so effective in our body.
我记得在30多年前
I remember about 30 some years ago.
我为了参加一个考试
I was preparing for an exam.
我才发觉我自己身体我的心思我的记忆各方面都不行
I found that I'm so weak in my body, in my thoughts and also in my memory.
没有办法集中没有办法记牢
I couldn't focus. I cannot memorize things.
几乎要放弃那个准备。
I was almost gave up.
就算我18年前来到西雅图的时候
，and even eighteen some years when I came to Seattle,
我都还常常记得，我想要用功的时候，我就想要睡觉。
And I still remember whenever I would like to study hard, I just feel sleepy.
我好像整天昏昏沉沉的。
I feel like I'm a kind of a dizzy every day.
但是经过了前面说的30多年，后面说的18年。
But just as we talk about the 30 some years experiences ago's experiences and the experiences 18 years ago.
神今天给我所有的改变，我真的要把荣耀、感谢、赞美归给他。
I would like to give God all the changes He has made in my life.
朋友们，今天疾病是何等的猖獗。
Nowadays, the sicknesses are so prevalent.
许多的病让我们听了都非常的害怕。
There are some of the diseases are very terrifying.
我们要来从主耶稣得救恩。
We need to receive salvation from Jesus Christ.
让他成为我们身体最大的医生。
So that he could become the greatest physician to our body.
主耶稣的全备救恩。包括灵魂和身体。
His complete salvation includes our spirit, soul, and body.
我用一个简单的图来说明一下我们刚才所说的这几个真理。
I would like to use a simple chart to further explain the truth we just shared.
在头一张图里面，我们所看见的是乌漆抹黑的一个圆。
So the first chart we can see that there's all blackout as that's a sinner, a person.
这是罪人。的光景。
This is our condition of being a sinner.
从灵到魂到体呢，全都被罪玷污了。
And all from our spirit, soul, and body, all of them has been defiled.
因为这样的缘故，我们才经历许多的痛苦，许多的挣扎，许多的无奈。
Because of that, we have gone through many struggles and sufferings.
下一章，这张图中间有一个金诞生了。
So now in this chart, we can see that there is a golden part that is in the middle.
落在我们灵的里头。
And that is inside our spirit.
这个就是我们重生的一个故事。
And this is the story about being born again.
神的生命诞生在人的里面。
The life of God is now born into our spirit.
神重新为人立根基。
God is a redo the foundation for man.
原来的根基已经被撒旦完完全全毁坏，没有办法医治。
Because the original foundation has been utterly destroyed by Satan, cannot be healed.
这个金就代表神的生命。
And this is a golden spot represent the life of God.
这个金得着了之后，我们这个人才有改变的可能，才有完全的可能。
As long as we have this golden spot, then we have a chance, a possibility to be changed, to be perfected.
这个就是为什么宗教不能救我们。
That is why the religions cannot help us.
宗教只能告诉你好道理，要求你做好行为。
Because the religions also only tell us some good doctrines to have a good conduct.
唯有生命的主，我们的主耶稣基督，可以重生我们。
But only the Lord of life, our Lord Jesus can reborn us.
这一步就是你今天能得出的。
This is a step that you can receive now.
如果你今天愿意接受主耶稣做救主。
Even today, if you are willing to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior,
渴望得着这个全新的神的生命。
You are willing to receive this life that is a new from God.
他就赐给你。
And he will give that to you.
不需要看你在什么条件。
There's no any requirements added.
唯一一个要求。
Only requirement.
相信他。
Believing in him.
相信他的十字架的救赎是有功效的。
Believing the effectiveness of his salvation on the cross.
愿意接受这个救恩。
You are willing to receive this salvation.
在重生之后，下一个是改变。
After rebirth, then that is change.
这改变呢，就是神的生命在人的灵魂体里面扩大。
And that change based on the life of a God is now expanding in man.
我们不仅灵生命越来越美好，越强壮，越成熟。
Not only our spiritual life continue to be strong and mature.
并且这个灵的生命借着我们读主的话语，它要扩张到我们的魂里面，改变我们的心思，改变我们的情感，也改变我们的意志。
And by reading the word of God, this spiritual life will continue to affect our soul life. That is our going to have a change in our thoughts, in our mind, in our will, in our emotions.
这个就是我们刚才所说那个成圣的过程。
And this is a process we just talk about being sanctified.
这样的人，因为他得了生命之后，他肯追求。
For a person like this, after he received this life, he is willing to pursue.
他看见那个摆在前面的目标，他就努力的追求。读经也好，聚会也好，他非常的认真。
Because he sees the goal set before him, he is willing to pursue after it. So he is very diligent in his personal life and also in church life.
神的生命就在他的身上，在这样的人身上来发光。
And the God's life will shine through this person.
最后，当主耶稣降临的时候，我们要像他。
At the end, when Jesus returns, then we will be like him.
这张就是神的生命充满我们的全人。
This is the life of Christ now is a filling all of us.
你还记得头一张是什么颜色吗？
And remember that what's the color of the first slide?
是全什么？全黑。
It's all black.
全黑啊。
It's all black.
这张呢？
And this one?
全金。
It's all gold.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
这是我们神全备的救恩，完全的救恩。
This is God's complete salvation.
我今天只能够很轮廓式的来告诉我们的朋友。
I can just briefly tell you about salvation.
但是若是你今天接受了这个生命。
But if you receive this life today,
你以后能够好好的追求。
And you are willing to pursue.
我刚才所说的这四个图的进展都要在你身上应验。
And the progression of these four charts will be your experience.
我们再读一处的经文。
Let's continue to read another passage.
我们是大家一起练好吗？
Let's read together.
于是叫众人和门徒来对他们说
with his disciples and said to them,
若有人
if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
因为凡要救自己
生命的 will lose it,
必丧掉生命。凡为我和福音丧掉生命的必救了生命。人就是赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？对不起，刚才对不起 我是不是念错了？
对
哦、oh, 对不起，对，是我念错了，我那张图还一半还没念，好，我们重来好不好？对不起。好，彼得就对他说，看哪、啊、我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了。耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人为我和福音撇下房屋或是弟兄姊妹父母儿女田地，没有不在今世得百倍的，就是房屋弟兄姊妹母亲儿女田地，并且要受逼迫，在来世必得永生。于是对众人说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在于家道丰富。好啊，我们再把下一章念完啊，对不起。
Let's continue to read the next slide.
好，来。于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，使永到永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。我们用下面一章的资料来说明刚才所读的几个经文。
We're going to use the next this slide to explain the passage we just read.
对，说明我们使救恩在实践上来说，是从今时直到永远都涵盖了。
So the salvation concerning time is from now till eternity.
头一个，我们看到刚才我们读的马可福音说。
And first, we can see from the passage in.
若有人撇下一切来跟从主。
For those who are willing to leave everything to follow the Lord.
在今生得百倍，来世得永生。
And then they will have received 100 times as much, and they're going to receive eternal life in the age to come.
这个呢是稍微有点条件的。
And so there is a requirement or some condition.
刚才我们得到神的生命。得到在永世里的永生呢，是不带任何条件的。
So we just talk about to receive the life of the, to enter into eternity. There's no requirement at all.
但是你今生若要经历神所有一切的丰盛
，But for the present age, if you want to experience the fullness or abundance of God,
我们要把我们的主权交给主。
We need to give our lordship to Him.
我们愿意把我们和我们所有一切主权交在主的手中。不当作是自己的，乃是主，他有主权来安排、来运用。
We are willing to give ourselves and all we have to Him. We don't consider them as ourselves, but as Lord's.
所以，当一个人他这样进入教会的时候
，As a person enter into church life in this way，
他真的是本来他可能只有他只有是一个独生儿女啊，他没有任何亲生的兄弟姊妹。
Maybe the person is the only child of the family。
但是一到教会来了，这些都是他的弟兄姊妹，而且是比亲这个肉身的弟兄姊妹还要亲，还要相爱。
And yet the person come to the church life with this attitude, then all the brothers and sisters will become the persons of brothers and sisters and even closer.
而教会中那些年长的，就像我们的父亲，像我们的母亲。
And those elders in the church will become just like our fathers and mothers.
而且年幼的，我们带他信主的，又像我们的儿女。
And those younger ones are just like our children.
所以圣经说这个没有儿女的比 有儿女的儿女还更多。
And so that's the Bible says that those who do not have children will have a blessed to have more.
然后这个每一个家庭呢都是变成我们的家了，我们都可以去，我们都可以去享受。
And all the families that become our extended families, we can come to their house to enjoy.
那些田地里面的出产呢，如果他们家有果子的话呢，也都是我们可以去吃的。
And the produce from their fields also become our enjoyment.
所以主在这里告诉我们，你要享受这个救恩的丰盛嘛。
So the Lord tells us here, if you want to enjoy the fullness of this salvation.
你要进入丰富的教会生活。
You need to enter into the church life.
你愿意把你的主权交给主。
You are willing to give your lordship to him.
你把你所有的这些财富当作是主的。
You are consider your own wealth as the Lord's.
这样做是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
那就是说，你的银行呢就通了天上的银行。
And that means there is a connection between your bank account to the account in heaven.
对，那不只是百倍了。
It's not just 100 times.
但是弟兄姊妹们啊，朋友们不要听错了。
The friends don't misunderstand.
神没有说你一信主就给你成为百万富翁。
God didn't would like to make you a millionaire after you believe in the Lord.
神反倒说呢，要免去一切的贪心。
And the Lord says that you have to get rid of all the greed.
有时就当知足。
And if you have a food or your clothes, you should be satisfied.
因为他说，人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Because the abundance of life does not consist in the possession we have.
神会顾念我们所有一切的需要。
God will take care of all our needs.
但是这些贪求妄求的东西呢，神是不会答应我们。
But God will not answer our prayers out of greed.
台湾出了一本书啊，它的书名很有意思。
There's a book from Taiwan. The title is very interesting.
他说呢，穷的只剩下钱了。
Okay. So that is the person is so poor to the point that he only have money.
今天的世界是不是这样呢
？And actually, this is the condition of this world.
一切都是金钱挂帅。
And everything that the money is leading the way.
真的是穷的只剩下钱了。
And it seems we are poor to the point only have money.
主要给我们丰富。
And the Lord would like to give us abundance.
从生命开始。
It starts from our life.
他也会祝福你周遭所有一切的需要。
And He also will take care of all the needs in your life.
那我们朋友会问说，神真的能够照顾我吗？
And probably we have this question, can God really take care of me?
我的身份。
What about my immigration status?
我的工作。
What about my job?
我的前途。
What about my future?
我的儿女。
What about my children and my family?
是的，神都会照顾。
Yes, the Lord will take care of
me. 如果你是有信心依靠神的人。
If you are the one who put your faith in him.
我跟大家举两个例子。
I would like to give you two examples.
都是我亲自看见。我亲自认识的人。
Those are the experiences, my eyewitnesses, and I know the person in person.
一个是带我信主的一个弟兄。
The first one is the brother who led me to the Lord.
他很年幼的时候，父亲就过世了。
When he was young, his father passed away.
这个家庭就被人当作是受咒诅的，就不愿意跟他们来往，甚至不愿意走过他们家门。
And the family was considered as being cursed, so nobody wanted to get in contact with them.
但是，宣教士用爱心把福音传给他们。
And yet, a missionary preached the gospel to them out of love.
这个天天流泪的寡妇接受了主耶稣的救恩。
His widowed mother received Jesus Christ.
带他几个儿女在年幼当中渐渐的长大。
She also brought her children's to grow up.
个个都有成就。
And every one of the children has a pretty good
establishment. 当我认识这个弟兄的时候，他是拿这个工会来美国留学的。
And when I knew this brother, he was received the governmental scholarship to come to the state for the study.
她的姐姐本来是小儿麻痹的，可是她后来嫁给一个传道人，夫妻两个人一同侍奉主。
Okay, his sister was a has a polio, yeah, and then she married to a full-time minister.
原来一个可能悲惨的人生，却变成一个蛮有盼望的人生。
And there was a very sorrowful life, and now has become a life full of hope.
他的哥哥是一个非常爱人的一个医生。
And his brother was a physician who loved people.
这个家本来被人轻看，被人拒绝的，却在神的恩典当中却得到了建立，得到了成全。
And this family originally was scorned, was despised by others, and now he has been established and perfected by God's grace.
还有我一个认识的一个家庭在新加坡。
And there's another family I know in Singapore.
我是认识他们家的第三代，就是一个孙子。
I know the third generation, yeah.
因为这个孙子当我遇见他的时候，我在美国遇见他的。
I met this third generation, the grandson, in China, in the States.
他是这么不同于一般的年轻人。
He was so different from the other young people.
啊，非常的温顺、聪明、成熟、顺服。
He was so intelligent, so obedient, and so gentle.
我们在一起服侍主。
We served the Lord together.
后来也成为一直到现在都是好朋友，已经过了20多年。
I have become a good friend since years, 20 some years has passed.
这个家我亲自看见他们这么四代同堂，和和睦睦，彼此相爱，这么合一。
And I see this family, they are four generations live together, they live in harmony, and they have move everything in one accord.
他们这个大家长也是一个寡妇，因为她的丈夫远到外国去，就抛弃他们，她只是带一个孤儿，这是我刚才认识这个弟兄的爸爸，就带着这个孤儿想借钱度日。
Okay. The head of the family was also a widow because the husband left her, and but the widow just have a only son, and she just raised him up, and yeah, they just live by long.
但是他的这个独生子呢，有敬畏神的心。
And yet, her only son has a fear for God.
不仅跟母亲一起信主，而且爱神。
He believed in the Lord with his mother, and he also loved the Lord.
当他做第一个工作，赚第一个月钱的时候，他跟神许愿说：“我这个月的钱全奉献给你。”
When he got his first job and got his first month of salary, and he gave all that to the Lord.
但是呢，一领到钱的时候，他想到说：“哦，我妈妈欠那么多债都没还，我还是先还债吧。”
Oh, but he has a desire to give the first month of salary to the Lord. But when he truly received the salary, he felt like, "Oh, okay, we are in so much in debt, so probably I should give the salary to pay back the debt first."
结果经过好几个月呢，他越想存钱，越想还债呢，好像债越来越多。
But a few months have passed. The more he would like to save some money to pay off the debt, but it seems the debt has become more and more.
结果他就想起他跟神许愿，所以赶紧把下一个月领的钱呢，就全部奉献出去了。
And he was reminded then that the vow he made before the Lord, so he just immediately gave the salary of next month to the Lord entirely.
他和他的妻子好好的养育他们四个儿女。
And he and his wife raised up their four children.
从帮人做工到后来自己开公司。
And they started working for others, and later they have their own company.
经历过亚洲金融风暴，还有遇到最近的美国的二次房贷的风暴。
They have gone through the economic downturn in Asia, and now the economic tsunami in the States.
他们不仅没有因此倒下来，反倒神在他们这个时候给他开了一个公司，而且是非常非常奇妙的方式带领他。时间不够，我就没办法讲细节。
Okay, but they have not fallen, and yet the Lord has opened a new way for them to lead in a very miraculous way.
但是这个我认识的这个弟兄的父亲，他真的是爱神的。
And yet the brother I know, his father really loves the Lord.
在那个经济最困难的时候。
In the most difficult financially,
在他们这个教会要建会所的那个时候
，in the time they are very difficult financially, that's the time they would like to build a church building.
他把他们一栋别墅卖掉
they sold one of their houses.
拿出一部分来还他们的债务
，and they just took a portion of it to pay off their debt.
然后奉献非常大笔的金钱进到那个建造会所里面去。
And they offer a bigger portion of the money for the church building.
所以我们看见神这样的眷顾这个家，他们现在也有家里面有传道人，也有长老，也有在这个福音工作上被神大用的人。
And we can see that God has a great blessings toward this family. Now within the family, there are some full-time ministers, there are some preachers, and there are also elders.
神只是叫人因为肯撇下一切跟从他，就在今生得百倍。
And so the Lord, those who are willing to leave everything to follow Him, the Lord will give them 100 times as much.
并且来世都永生。
And they will receive eternal life.
讲到说，在世界这个大灾难之后，有一千年，基督要回到地上来做王。
It's talk about that after the great tribulation, so the Lord will return to be the King over the earth for 1,000 years.
当时那些在地上的时候，肯背十字架跟从主的人，他们因为成圣的缘故，被带进了这个国度当中。
And so by then, for those who are willing to take a cross to follow the Lord, because they have been sanctified, they will be the King to reign with the Lord.
这是圣经里面所说的国度时期的永生。
And that is the kingdom era, the eternal life in the kingdom era.
但是在世的时候不肯这样追求的人，在这个时候没有复活，没有赋予这个国度。
But those who are not willing to pursue the Lord in this lifetime, then they won't have a part of that kingdom era.
所以这个也是有条件的。
So this is some requirement attached to it.
但是神的恩典会带领你，凡是愿意的人都能够进去。
But the God's grace is will take whoever is willing to enter into.
然后最后就是永世里的永生。
And now let's talk about the eternal life in eternity.
意思就是说，千年国度结束了，我们都进到永远里面去，再没有时间，再没有这个旧天地了。
And that means the kingdom era has concluded, and we are entering into eternity. There's no more time.
这时候呢，所有在地上的时候还活着的时候接受耶稣的人，通通的永生。
Those who have received Jesus Christ when they still have a breath on earth, they will have this eternal life.
因为这是根据你在信主的时候所得着那个生命。
Because this eternal life is based on the life you receive when you believe in the Lord.
所得着的那个圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit you have received.
因为时间的缘故。
Because of time.
我们就跳过去下一段的经文。
And we will skip the next passage.
就下一段。最后我要讲的就是说，这个伟大的救恩没有任何人可以拦阻他。
And we'll talk about this great salvation cannot be hindered by anyone.
无论是天使
It's either the angels,
甚至于魔鬼
or even the enemy,
任何人
or anyone,
都不能拦阻
cannot separate us.
因为主耶稣基督的爱保证这一切是稳妥的，是有把握的。
Because Jesus Christ's love has assured that the thing is concrete.
所以说我们的父比万有多大，没有任何人可以从父的手中把我们夺去。
Because Jesus said that our God is bigger than anyone, no one can take us from the hand of the Father.
我们的主是全能的神，也没有人可以从主的手中把我们夺去。
Our Lord is Almighty God, no one can take us from His hands.
所以从你得救的那天开始，
So from the day you are being saved,
对于永生来说你是得胜有余了。
And so toward eternal life, you are more than a conqueror.
朋友们，我只能够跟你介绍到这里。
Friends, I can only make the introduction to this point.
我在你心中画了一个图画。
I hope I have already portrayed a picture in you.
是一幅荣耀盼望的图画。
It is a picture of a hope of glory.
让你因着一个简单的相信。
So that by a simple faith,
能够被称义。
You can be justified.
能够追求成圣，
you can pursue to be sanctified,
能够最终得出荣耀，
and eventually will be glorified,
成为神的儿女，替神来掌权，替神来管理，
so that you will become children of God to reign and to minister with Him.
这荣耀的救恩，伟大的救恩，就从一个信开始。
This glorious and great salvation starts from a simple believing.
我再说，这没有任何的条件。
I would like to say it again. There is no more condition.
没有任何的要求。
There is no other requirements.
我想用一个很简单的时间。
I would like to use a very simple.
邀请你们来接受他。
I would like to invite you to receive him.
好不好？请把你眼睛闭上来。
Could you please close your eyes?
请你把你的心门打开来。
And open the door in your heart.
你今天能够来到这个聚会。
And as you can come to this meeting,
不仅是人邀请你，
it is not just by the invitation of man,
更是圣灵感动你，
it is the moving of the Holy Spirit,
是天上的父亲在寻找你，
it is our Heavenly Father is seeking after you,
渴望 把他儿子耶稣的生命赐给你。
He so desired to give the life of his son to you.
他渴望来分担你所有一切的忧虑和痛苦。
He is willing to take up all your sufferings and your worries.
他渴望做你所有一切问题的答案。
He is willing to be the answer to all your questioning.
我们朋友当中有愿意接受耶稣的，请你把手举起来。
So if you are willing to receive Jesus, please raise your hand.
说主我愿意。好，感谢主，请放下来。好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
还有吗？
Any others?
主耶稣要拯救你。
Jesus Christ is saving you.
没有条件。
There's no condition.
只要你愿意。
As long as you are willing.
只要你肯要。
If you have desire. 人人
都可以。
Everybody can.
还有哪位要的？
Anybody want to receive?
所以向主说，主啊，我是个罪人。
And then you just say to the Lord, Lord, I'm a sinner.
我不愿意是全黑的。
I don't want to be all black.
我要得着神的生命。
I want to receive the life of God.
我要变成一个全金的生命。
I want to turn into all gold.
还有哪位朋友要接受？
Any friends would like to receive?
请在你的座位上把手举一下。
Please just raise your hand from your seat.
这么好的机会。
It's such a great opportunity.
不要轻易放过它。
Don't just let it go.
你不要以为这是一个小事情。
Don't consider it's a light matter.
一次一次的蹉跎。
And don't just waste your time.
只有浪费我们的时间。
You are wasting your own time.
浪费我们的生命。
You are wasting your life.
你没有看见这个世界充满了危险吗？
Don't you see that there's a full of dangers in this world?
这是一个末了的时代。
This is the end times.
可以说是阴府的门全开。
This is the door of Hades is wide open.
死亡的阴影如影随形。
The shadow of death is following us.
你看各地的灾难。
You can see all the disasters,
地震,
all the earthquakes,
水灾,
and the floods,
多少的生命被吞噬,
and all the lives has been swallowed up.
土石流一来,
and the mudslide,
全家就被毁灭,
and the audio of house
全村全市被毁灭,
and the entire city village has been destroyed.
这些绝症,
and all the terminal ills,
多么的可怕。
The illness is so terrifying.
这是一个幕后的时代。
This is the end time.
魔鬼正用死亡来大量的攻击人类。
The enemy is attacking us.
主耶稣要把永生赐给你。
And Jesus Christ would like to give
you eternal
life.
希望你不要错过这个机会。
I hope you won't miss out the opportunity.
把握这个机会。
Hold on to the opportunity.
在他有欢迎的声音的时候。
When we can still hear his welcome voice.
你就要接受他。
You can receive him.
还有哪位愿意的吗？
Anyone who is willing.
把手举一下。
Please raise your hand.
我知道有人在商量。
We know that probably you are.
把手举起来就对了。
You just raise your hand. That would be right.
这么多的见证人。
There are so many witnesses.
告诉你说这个救恩是真的。
And it's telling you that the salvation is.
这救恩是有效的。
And the salvation is effective.
是荣耀的。
It's glorious.
好，为时间的缘故，我只能再问一次。
Because of time, I just make another call.
把握现在的机会好吗？
Let's hold on to the opportunity.
好，一起举个手。
Let's just raise your hand.
凡是愿意的都把手举一下。
Whoever is willing, please raise your hand.
好吗？好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
还有哪一位？
Anyone else?
你心里有在感动的，就举手。
If you are moved, then raise your hand.
单元绝不是好事情。
It's a delay is not a good thing.
神巴不得你今天就是信主。
And the Lord is desire you to receive him today.
但是魔鬼巴不得你不要信主。
But Satan wants you not to do it.
你要听神的话呢？
Are you willing to listen to God?
好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主，请放下。
Yeah.
还有哪一位？
Anyone else?
朋友，我真的是恳劝你。
Well, I really plead with you.
我再劝你一下。
I just plead with you one more time.
不要再蹉跎。
Don't just delay.
如果你们正在商量。
If you are just
thinking
about yourself, just raise both of you. Just raise your hands.
好不好
？Just raise your hands.
愿意吗
？Are you willing?
还有吗
？Anyone else?
还有吗
？Anyone else?
还有一位吗
？One more.
还有两位吗
？Two more.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我请刚才举手的我们新的弟兄姊妹和我一同祷告。
I would like to ask those who raise your hands, please pray with me.
还有所有愿意的朋友，只要你还没有受过浸的，你都和我一同祷告。
And all the friends who have not been baptized, if you are willing, pray with me.
主耶稣要听你的祷告。
Lord Jesus is listening to your prayer.
我们请弟兄姊妹也同声来帮助他们。
I would like to ask a brother and sister also pray in unison to help them.
好，请我祷告一句，你们跟着祷告一句。
Pray and you will follow my prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣
Dear Lord Jesus,
我感谢你
We thank you.
你为我流血舍命
You bled and died for me.
你爱我到这样的地步
You love me to such an extent.
把一切都舍了
You gave all your
又把你自己和万物都一同白白赐给我
You have given us yourself and all you have.
我俯伏向你敬拜
And we bow down and give you thanks.
向你承认我是一个罪人
And I confess that I'm a sinner.
全人灵魂体都是黑的
And all my spirit, soul, and bodies.
求你赦免我一切的罪。
I pray that you will forgive all my sins.
我愿意接受你的救恩。
I'm willing to receive your salvation.
求你用血洁净我。
And may you cleanse me with your blood.
求你借圣灵赐给我生命。
May you give your Holy Spirit so that
我打开我的心门。
I open my heart.
欢迎我的神住到我里面来。
To receive my God to dwell in me.
做我的主。
To be my Lord.
带领我的一生
to lead me all my life.
我已把我自己奉献给你
I also offer myself to you.
我不仅称义
Not only I have been justified,
还要成圣
I want to be sanctified,
还要得荣耀
I want to be glorified.
从今生到来世到永世
From the present age to the age to come to eternity.
我都要来经历你的生命
I want to experience your life.
得着全备的救恩
To receive the full salvation.
主接受我的感谢
Lord, receive our thanks.
接受我的敬拜
Receive our worship.
保守我的信心
Keep my faith.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.